Patriots fans, will James White start the season on the PUP list? And if so, what impact will it have on the Patriots' core of running backs? All this and more on a Running Backs Monday here on the pod. Stick around. You're about to be locked in to the Locked On Patriots podcast.
You are Locked On Patriots, your daily New England Patriots podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello to all of you Foxborough faithful, and thank you once again for making Locked On Patriots a daily part of your New England Patriots coverage, and so your first listen every day. Don't forget, we are free and available on all podcast platforms and apps, including YouTube. So download, subscribe to, follow Locked On Patriots wherever you get your podcasts, and smash that subscribe button to YouTube. I am your host, Mike DeBate. I cover your New England Patriots for Patriots Country, Up Sports Illustrated. Feel free to reach out to me on Twitter at MDABATENFL. While you're out there showing some love to that Twitterverse, follow the Locked On Patriots account as well at LO underscore Patriots. As you can see, it is hashtag Locked On Murph Monday. The legend himself is going to hop right in here in just a moment. But first, folks, today's episode is brought to you by Bet Online. Bet Online has you covered this season with more props, more odds, and more lines than ever before. Bet Online, where the game starts. Patriots fans, one of the deepest, one of the most talented depth charts on the Patriots roster this year is found at the running back position. Damian Harris, Ramondre Stevenson, J.J. Taylor, rookies Pierre Strong and Kevin Harris, and of course the captain James White round out a great group of rushers. But who among that group may hold the key to the Patriots roster building in 2022? Well, we're going to talk about that today here on this episode, and joining me on this episode today is truly one of our favorites here on Locked On Patriots. He is the only guest with his very own branded hashtag. That's right, folks. Hashtag Locked On Murph Monday. And that means the legendary Thomas Murphy of E2GSports.com is here today. Thank you for coming to me in friendship, Don Murph.
Oh, it's not Monday unless we sit down and talk a little Patriots, is it, Michael?
Absolutely. It is Monday. It's time to talk Patriots. And Murph, we're going to be talking about feature backs. We're going to be talking about rookies today. And I know that you're excited to get into it, as we all are. But yeah, Let's start today with the veteran. We're going to start with the captain, the man they call Sweet Feet, James White. James obviously has cemented his place in Patriots folklore, right, with a career that really has spanned and done so much for the New England Patriots. Super Bowl 51 would not have been possible without James White. Just one of the glue that keeps everything together, one of the most respected guys in the locker room, one of the great guys off the field, the type of player that you love rooting for. Last year, a bit of a tough year for James, obviously suffering the hip subluxation in week 3 against the New Orleans Saints. It's so tough to come back from an injury like that. It ended his season. And what was sad is that he was starting to develop a really good budding synergy with Mac Jones at that point. He was one of the Patriots' leading receivers, believe it or not, and was actually running the ball a little bit better than we've seen him run in a couple of years since. That injury itself is so difficult to come back from. And even for guys that are in the best of shape, it can take a little bit of time. And over the weekend, ESPN's Mike Reese, someone who you and I hold in the highest regard when it comes to Patriots reporting, did report that at a charity event last Wednesday, James was seen walking in what was described as, quote, an uncomfortable gait. This is not surprising because it is a difficult injury again. And, you know, obviously the age is there. I would say age. I mean, it's so tongue-in-cheek to say that 30 years old is old, but for a running back, that is a little long in the tooth. When you look at James White, he's fully expected to attend training camp, so there's no situation where he might not be ready or anything of that nature. He'll get out on the field, but there's really, I think, some rumblings now that he may end up having to start the season on the PUP list. If you're giving it odds, my friend, does James White start the season on PUP?
90%. 90% he starts the season on PUP. or on however you're doing it, you know, with that extended one that's out there on the injured reserve list. It comes down to what is going to happen with everybody else around him as to whether he's on IR and doesn't come back for, you know, an extended period of time, or if he's on PUP. I think it's what, week 6 that you can come back off of a PUP list, and week 9 if you're on the IR. I get a couple of things right every week, people. I'm glad I was able to share one of them with you. But it's going to depend on what everybody has to get, and of course the medicals. Bill does not want to rush James back. He just doesn't. This is somebody that he's going to want going down the stretch and going into the playoffs. Yes, folks, the Patriots are going to make the playoffs again this year. As to when he comes back, we all saw last year what happened, how well-oiled this offense looked before James got hurt. And then things started to get a little rocky after his injury. There was some trouble putting up points and moving the chains simply because that threat was not there in the backfield. That question mark as to whether or not he was going to be catching the ball out of the backfield, heading to the edge, or surprising people and going up the middle and doing James White type things. There are few people that have ever put on a Patriots jersey that I respect as much as Mr. White. That's why I call him Mr. White when you see me writing about him or talking about him. He's a fantastic ball player, a man who lives and breathes Patriots football, and I can't wait to see him back on the field. We just have to see how everything else shakes out, especially his medicals.
Yeah, absolutely. And the medicals ultimately, I think, will tell the tale when it comes to James White. I mean, you know, you're looking at someone who is so adept at being able to catch balls out of the backfield, but he's also someone that can, you know, utilize his skill in terms of being able to run the ball, especially in the 2-minute drill. He's so quick at being able to get into position.
Great point.
When you look at what, you know, he did with Tom Brady for so many years, and just how he really ingratiated himself as one of Tom's favorite targets, it's no wonder why people were consistently talking about Tom as possibly wanting to recruit James down to Tampa Bay. And apparently, I think he tried to do it. James came pretty close.
Yep, he did. He thought about it, but being a Patriot meant more to him than taking a shot down there in Tampa. And just another reason why he's going to go down in the annals as one of the all-time greats to ever wear this uniform. So a little tidbit for you people. Who holds the Super Bowl record for most points scored in a single game? James White. 20.
Exactly.
3 touchdowns and a 2-point conversion, James White. And it is. I never want to see him in another uniform.
Absolutely. And I don't think anybody, you know, when we talk about covering the New England Patriots, would want to see James wearing anything but Patriot blue, with the exception of those Patriots Reds and the Patriots this year that we're really, really looking forward to seeing. And whenever James does get out there on the field, you know that he's going to get 110%, and you know that he's going to contribute. James would not go out onto the field unless he knew he could contribute, and unless he felt he could be a part of that type of camaraderie that will cultivate, you know, the New England Patriots trying to make a playoff run. And look, ultimately, that's the goal this season for any team. That's the goal this season for the Patriots, make the playoffs. And if they can do that, James White is going to play a big role in that, undoubtedly, assuming that he's healthy. And folks, James White, as important as he is to the New England Patriots running back core, not the only running back on this roster with some question marks. And believe it or not, James White may actually hold the key to how the Patriots might build their roster. Well, Murph and I are going to get into that in just a moment, and we're also going to get into the feature backs in just a moment. Damian Harrison, Ramondre Stevenson. Who looks more fantastic? Murph and I will discuss that point in just a moment when this Monday episode of the Locked On Patriots podcast continues. But first, Murph, it is that time of year where we're looking at training camp and starting to feel all the feels when it comes to professional sports. But folks, don't fret, because there is still plenty of sports out there right now to keep you more than satisfied in the summer months. And if you're looking to maybe take a little extra on that knowledge. Visit our good friends at betonline.net, who are your number one source for all of your betting needs and sports information. Find all the latest sports developments, league reviews, news, and more at your continued source for all of your sports wagering information, including live betting and esports and scores. That's betonline.net. They remain the best spot for all of your sports scores, podcasts, and news this season. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to check in on all of your favorite sports and events, including MMA, boxing, and golf. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to learn more about the trends and the action. BetOnline, where the game starts. Patriots fans, we are back here today discussing Patriots running backs with our good friend, the legendary Connor Murphy Fisto himself, Thomas Murphy of E2GSports.com. Murph, in the previous segment, we talked a little bit about James White and how he may end up holding the key to some roster building. And we're going to get into that in just a moment. But after we've discussed the captain, I think the next most important topic when it comes to the Patriots running backs this year is the status for the feature backs of this roster. And I think the Patriots boast not one, but two potential feature backs here on the roster. And that is obviously starting with Damian Harris and also Ramondre Stevenson. Patriots ran the ball effectively last year. They had some hiccups on offense, some hiccups on defense. Wasn't a perfect season, but I thought they ran the ball very effective last week. Last year, eighth in the NFL in rushing, feels like last week, but it also feels a lot longer away than that. Damian Harris tied for second in the league, 15 rushing touchdowns. So yep. Damian definitely got his touches last year. Ramondre Stevenson proved himself to be a valuable contributor, both in the present and the future, rushing for 606 yards, five touchdowns, right. Save for a little miscue in week one against the Miami Dolphins. Ramondre looked solid as a runner in this team, and that's very unusual for rookie running backs for the Patriots. Usually they're all wearing that red shirt in their first year. Damian did it, but Ramondre was put out there, and I think he did a great job of being able to immerse himself into Patriots lore and the way they do business. Heading into this season, I think most people are willing to concede that Damian Harris is going to be the feature back once again for the New England Patriots. And I'm not arguing that point, but Ramondre Stevenson has really started to emerge as that type of dual threat power back, yet someone who can run with finesse, greater amount of speed than I thought he had. He showed it off a little bit last year. He's making his case to be a potential feature back. And that to me is interesting because with Damian Harris's rookie contract kind of winding down now, and you're starting to see handwriting on the walls that maybe there could be a changing of the guard here. In your opinion, is this the final season for Damian Harris as the feature back for this team based on what Ramondre Stevenson's doing?
Yes, it is. Unfortunately, I would love to see him sign an extension. If Bill can get one at a price that he's happy with and see the both of these guys in the backfield for, you know, the next 5 years, because I think this is a fantastic tandem. I think it's probably one of the best tandems in the NFL. When you add in Mr. White, when you add in the other guys that are on this step chart, I think this is one of the scariest running back rooms or backfields in the NFL, because Bill is going in a direction that a lot of teams will go into in 3 or 4 years, but he's doing it now, and you're going to need the depth there. Looking back at this draft shows that he is prepared for any situation that comes up, injury-related or contract-related, going forward. Right now, it just to circle back to you're going to see both of these guys without a true fullback on this team. You're going to see both of these guys in the backfield an awful lot together. Bill is going to frustrate the hell out of the fantasy people out there, because week to week, you're not going to know who gets more touches.
Yeah, that's a good point. And using these guys in tandem, and when you have a rushing tandem that's as talented as the one that the Patriots do boast out there, and I'm not putting them necessarily at the top of that echelon, but I think they deserve to be in the conversation. I mean, you look at, obviously, you know, Dallas has a very good 1-2 combination with Ezekiel Elliott and Tony Pollard. They complement each other very well. I think Damian Harris and Ramondre Stevenson belong in that conversation, because you look at the way these two complement each other and the rushing styles and the running styles that they have. It really is something. And Mac Jones can heavily utilize that, especially if New England wants to incorporate that Shanahanian type of rushing attack that the Patriots look to be doing. And we discussed this last week when we talked about the offensive line in terms of getting athletic offensive linemen up there on the line in order to be able to defend against it, excuse me, protect against it, and be able to make those moves. So this is definitely something I'm looking at, but I agree with you on Stevenson. I love the physical, the power that he brings to the running game, but he does have enough athleticism to make tacklers miss in short yardage situations. And we saw that last year.
And catch the ball out of the backfield. He didn't get enough of that. You're going to see a lot more of that this year with him. And I can't wait. I really can't wait. I've been in love with this guy since before the draft. Mm-hmm. I didn't have the Patriots taking him last year. I wish I had, because the more I see him, the more I like him. And I think he's going to have a fantastic season.
Yeah, I think he is as well. And look, I think he proved a lot of people wrong with his ability to, again, be able to rise to the occasion and do the job that he did as a rookie. Again, that's not easy for the New England Patriots. It's not. They're not a team that places a whole lot of faith in rookie running backs. Very seldom do they give them the opportunities that Ramondre was given last year, especially after an opening game fumble. You would have thought that would have just banished him to, you know, that's it. He's off to the land of Lost Belichickians, and he's not coming back until next year. He did rebound, and he rebounded quite nicely. And I think that's something that speaks a lot about the faith that the Patriots have in him and the faith that Ramondre has in himself.
He got a second shot. You know, you might want to say it was when James White went down, but he did get the second shot, and he took full advantage of it.
Absolutely, he did. And make no mistake about it, folks, neither Murph nor I are downplaying the impact that Damian Harris will have on the team this year. He will be your feature back. Yep. I think he will have a tremendous season. The harsh reality of it is that it's cheaper to keep Ramondre Stevenson on staff. And I think if they believe, meaning the Patriots, that they can get roughly the same amount of production, maybe a little less, maybe a little more, who knows, from a guy like Ramondre, that's exactly what they're going to do. And it's not the Patriots' MO to give out big contracts to running backs. They just don't do it. And unfortunately, it may mean that Damian's on the outside looking in. But as long as we have him here in New England, he is truly one of the great guys. We'd love to cover him, and I cannot wait to see what he has in store for all of us this year. I think a big year coming up for Damian Harris.
I do. I agree. And like we said, we talked about the contract situation. There, you'll notice people that players in New England who are on a contract year may get a tick less time on the field, a few fewer touches than they have it. Now, that could change this year because, you know, no Tom Brady, so we can't just, you know, use somebody else and know the ball is getting there. But it happens. It's just one of my little conspiracy theories that happens to be true.
Absolutely. The Murph Files here on Locked On Patriots each and every week. Definitely take a look. We don't have a smoking man here, but we're really showing our age now, buddy. In any case, all good stuff. And Murph, we are going to wrap things up here on Locked On Patriots in just a moment by discussing Patriots penchant for rookie running backs. Yeah. Not one, but two chosen in the draft this year. Did that surprise anybody? And how does James White factor into all of this? Yep, that's right. Bring it all full circle here when this episode of the Locked On Patriots podcast concludes in just a moment. But first, folks, level with me. We've all been in a situation at some point in our lives where we were a little tight on cash. Maybe you could only afford to put a few gallons of gas in your tank, or you got another save the date and you're wondering how you're going to afford a gift. That is where Dave can help. Dave is the banking app that can help you get up to $500 instantly with extra cash. That's more money to fill your tank, buy a wedding gift, or catch up on bills. You can finally tackle those expenses that have been stressing you out without any hang-ups. There's no interest and no credit check needed. Millions of people have already downloaded the Dave app to get the financial relief they need with extra cash. So if you're in a pinch and you need some extra help, download Dave and think of it as a helping hand from a future you. Download the Dave app from the App Store right now. That's D-A-V-E. Sign up for an extra cash account and get up to $500 instantly. For terms and conditions, go to dave.com/legal. Instant transfer fees apply. Banking provided by Evolve, member FDIC. That's Dave. Future you will thank you. Patriots fans, we're about to wrap things up here on the Locked On Patriots podcast. Joining me, as always, each and every Monday, is my good friend, the legend himself, Thomas Murphy of E2G Sports. And Murph, we've talked several times before about the New England Patriots, about their ability to run the football and how the running game is going to be a complementary piece of this offense for many years to come. And we've also talked a little bit about the fact that Mac Jones will utilize the running backs this year, maybe in a little bit of a greater area than have been used the last couple of years, maybe adopting a little more of a Shanahanian offense. I was a little surprised that the Patriots took two running backs in the draft this year. Yeah. But when you look at the shift that they might be making toward that Shanahanian type offense, it makes a little more sense. But it did surprise me that Pierce, obviously I wasn't surprised that they took a running back. We talked about this several times here heading into the draft. Pierre Strong, I thought a great choice, was their first running back taken. And then Kevin Harris comes into the equation. And all of a sudden you're wondering, okay, well, they're stockpiling running backs. And each one of these guys has a skill set that allows them to make a strong case for a roster spot this season. When you look at these two guys coming out of the box, knowing what the Patriots do with rookie runners and looking at their individual strengths and weaknesses, who has the better chance to make an impact this year, Pierre Strong or Kevin Harris?
It's Pierre Strong. And it's simply because of the speed that this man possesses. He didn't do a lot of kick returning in college, but I fully expect him to be utilized in that area, or at least be looked at quite hard at the beginning of the season in training camp. And then as the season progresses, if he can hang on to the ball and learn to run those lanes, and he has the best chance to do it. He does. And also, you know, not to mention, Kevin Harris is a fantastic running back, South Carolina kid. So we know that our friend, our good friend, Steve Balistrieri, who is my co-host on One Patriots Place, loves South Carolina. And he's looked at him a lot. He loves the guy. I think that he would have a better chance of making it to the practice squad than anyone else. And let's not forget, people, Bill has no problem in trading a running back when he feels that, you know, it's at the end of the contract, we are going to need it. So, you know, you could see both of these guys on the roster come final cutdown day.
It is possible. And I'm glad that you mentioned that, because that is going to lead me nicely into my final question for you today, Bud. But I agree with you that it is Strong, although Harris definitely has his.
Yeah. Go ahead and say it.
There's definitely a penchant that I think Harris has to maybe make a case, maybe a little bit even more stronger than Strong. Yeah. There was no pun intended there, folks. I guarantee you that. That just kind of came off the cuff, and I'm not going to take credit for that dad joke. But bottom line, Pierre is more of the type of running back that I can see the Patriots maybe redshirting or bringing along slowly because of the dual threat that he has. I love the way this kid can move with ease in between the tackles. He's got great patience. Yep. He waits for his hole. When he finds it, he's got an above average burst that'll push him through it. So bottom line, if you're looking at, I think, the runner with the more potential upside long term, it's definitely Pierre Strong. And that's no disrespect to Kevin Harris, who I think can also be a very solid runner for this team. But Strong has the ability, I think, to maybe be a feature back someday in the NFL because of that speed, because of what he can do as a backfield receiver as well. Struggled a little bit in that area last year, but he still averaged 6.8 yards per catch in 2021. So there's definitely an argument to be made. Harris is built like a Mack truck from the waist down. I mean, this guy is just his calves, his leg muscles are so well developed. I mean, that's one of the things that everybody couldn't get over watching in mini camp is just how well built to the ground this kid is. So if you look at what the Patriots may want to do in terms of getting a complimentary piece, someone that's that lumbering type back that can really get your yards based on strength, Evan Harris might end up being the guy. But if we're looking, again, long-term, I say Pierre Strong. If we're looking in the immediate, I think there's a 50-50 shot. But I like the point that you made about both these guys making the roster. Final question for you, my friend. If James White starts the season on PUP, does that open the door for both of these guys to get a roster spot?
It does.
Or do they have to make a move?
No, it does. I can totally see Bill carrying five running backs to start the season and then deal with what he has to deal with James White down the road and getting him a spot on the roster when he is healthy and ready to contribute. But it wouldn't shock me in the least to see both these guys on the roster. Like I said, Harris is probably going to be the easier guy to get onto the practice squad. And when you were able to do that, and with the call-ups this year, I really think that he's going to be, if there's an odd man out, and it's going to be him. And unfortunately, JJ Taylor.
Yeah, I think, and that's good. We haven't even mentioned JJ yet. Yeah. And one of my favorite guys to cover on this team. You love the Mighty Mouse way that he goes about playing. And I mean that as a compliment, folks. Yeah. That's not meant to be Ivan Fears absolutely loves this kid. He calls him Little Dion. He really does remind me a lot of Dion Lewis. And, you know, that type of no nonsense, put your head forward and do it and damn the torpedoes. JJ has that. But unfortunately, folks, there are only so many roster slots available.
Right.
The Patriots are pretty robust at wide receiver this year. They may need to carry a third tight end. They might want to go heavy on offensive line. So there will have to be some cuts made somewhere. And unfortunately, when you're dealing from a position of strength at running back, there's only so many slots to go around. So we'll see what happens this year, Murph. But I thank you from the bottom of my heart for taking time out of your busy schedule to join me here on Locked On Patriots. Folks, if you're not already doing so, please follow my friend on Twitter at TMurph207. The legendary Thomas Murphy puts out amazing content on E2GSports.com. Check that out, along with all the great work that all their great writers do at E2G Sports. And, of course, you can catch Murph each and every week here on Locked On Patriots, but also in the host chair on his very own podcast that he co-hosts with two great friends of the program, Steve Balestrieri and Claire Clazzy Claire Cooper. Of course, I'm talking about One Patriots Place. It's a home away from home for me, and I love it. You will too. If you haven't already, smash that subscribe button and get to watching and viewing and listening to that podcast. My friend, always my honor, always my pleasure, Don Murph. Humbled and just humbled by your presence. And I look forward to talking ball with you again here next week on Locked On Patriots when we're just two short days away from the first training camp practice. Can you believe it, my friend?
God. Somebody get me a gas card because I'm going to be traveling up to Foxborough back and forth every single day that they'll let me in the door.
Absolutely, and we will be there, boots on the ground, covering training camp for you from Locked On Patriots, and we'll have all the latest updates. But in the meantime, folks, please continue to stay safe and stay well, and I thank all of you for continuing to make Locked On Patriots a daily part of your New England Patriots coverage. And, of course, please, folks, now that you've made us your first listen, make your second listen Locked On NFL, which covers all of the great stories each and every day through the NFL. And which NFL stars move the betting lines the most? Well, starting today on July 18th, Locked On gives you the 50 most valuable players in the NFL from the odd makers at Bet Online. Available July 18th, that's today, on Locked On NFL, wherever you get your podcasts and on YouTube. On behalf of the legendary Thomas Murphy, I'm Mike DeBate. Be the change you wish to see in the world, folks. Have a great day, everyone.
Peace.